Speaking of which,
that's got to be the Andrews sisters.
Okay. No. On helium, perhaps.
There you go. Alvin, Theodore, and Simon.
Yes.
Under the direction of Mr. Dave Seville.
Yes,
the Chipmunks.
Your father had quadruplets.
That
and
was cute.
Those are the other three.
You haven't played that before.
Well, we always have a new one every week.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome. I try not to stomp you. I mean, stump you in this. I think it's the same thing.
Of course, Jasmine has the best line of the entire year. She doesn't say much, but what she says is important. I have some pet food recalls that are important. I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. So I went to New York City to pick up an award, which was really nice, Journalist of the Year, at a pet fashion event before the Westminster Dog Show. You know, so it's like the Academy Awards now. Before Westminster, the weekend before, the weekend after, Westminster is tomorrow and Tuesday. There are all these events that go on in New York City. And this was a pet fashion show. Go to my Facebook fan page and you will not believe what you are seeing. If seeing is believing, it's still hard to believe. And to me, it was kind of, it was a lot of fun. And also it illustrates the human-animal bond, which I like to see. And I was honored to get the award for Journalist of the Year. So we fly into New York City. First of all, when do we fly in? We flew in a day early to beat the snow. Whenever you get the warning, I think, Mr. Schwani, from an airline that says, we are probably going to cancel your flight, I would change that flight, you know, because New York had that snow last week.
Right.
I take that seriously.
Good thing you weren't going to Boston.
Well, even there, you know, so the flight ended up being canceled on the day we had planned to go. I went a day early. I had just come back from Orlando from a veterinary conference, threw all my stuff in the suitcase. My wife did the same, rushed to the airport. Of course, we made arrangements before we rushed to the airport to switch the flight. We get on the flight. We get to New York. Everything is fine. But everyone else did the same thing. So LaGuardia was packed. It was a 2-hour wait plus for a taxi ride out of LaGuardia, 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Well, so I figured I'll try Uber. So I contacted the Uber driver. It said on my app, 20 minutes. I called the Uber driver because it didn't seem he was anywhere near the airport, and it shows you geographically where they are. So I call the Uber driver. The Uber driver is in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Queens at best is an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know, I'm not coming to LaGuardia. I said, why did you accept the trip? He said, I didn't. I said, but you must have, otherwise I wouldn't have your phone number in my phone. I don't know you. So I canceled that and get charged $5 from Uber for doing that. I mean, the whole thing was crazy. Finally, I mean, the people we were coming in for luckily contacted us and got us a ride and rescued us out of the airport. There is no public transportation directly, so you have to take a bus to a train or something to get out of LaGuardia. Because we looked at public transportation, we would have done that, but the wait for a bus was over an hour, and we were told it would take an hour for a bus to just get out of the airport traffic, and it would be several hours before we were in Manhattan. I mean, so it was just wacky. Luckily, someone found a car for us. We were picked up. Next day, we want to visit our new baby, Henry. He's a nephew who's now a year and a half old, and they live in Brooklyn. So we head on the subway. We get two stops down, and the subway stops and stops and stops and stops. These announcements continue. Sorry for the delay. We will be moving momentarily every 10 minutes. 2 hours later, they tell us there's a signal problem and the train is going to go right back where it came from, but in the opposite direction. Can you imagine a train in Chicago that's supposed to be going, like, say, toward O'Hare, going back the other way? and the expression on everyone's face as they watch the train go by. I mean, you know the train is coming from that way, so you're standing on the platform looking that way, and then the train comes from the other direction. I mean, they were astounded, and we were underground in the train system going really nowhere in New York City for well over 2 hours. So it made me really appreciate, as much as I do love New York, it made me really appreciate Chicago. Mr. Schwani.
I'm here.
You will be back at 7:05?
I will be back at 7 o'clock, not 7:05.
What happens at 7:05?
I'm still doing the news, but the news starts at 7.
What happens at 7:07?
Hopefully we get into the Sunday Spin with Rick Pearson.
And he will be talking about the Affordable Care Act, I believe.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. It is 6:42 on WGN Radio. I am Steve Dale. I am here as a certified animal behavior consultant to take your telephone calls or your text. So typically on the show, I have guests come in, experts who talk about all sorts of different things, and we will do that again next week. But every once in a while, I think it's a good idea. In fact, mostly because you've told me it's a good idea and I listen to what you want me to do, to just kind of hang out and take your telephone calls. 312-981-7200. You could text us. You can call us at that same number, 312-981-7200. In fact, one text came in already. I don't quite understand this. You talk about ticks, Steve. That's a good thing. We should prevent ticks. Ticks as in politics. Our politicians are bloodsuckers. Okay. All right. Nothing to answer there. But if you guys have something you want me to answer, 312-981-7200. When I was talking to the Honorable Mr. Schwani, I mentioned pet food recalls. And, you know, Dean Richards will talk this morning about all sorts of things. And he often says that Hollywood celebrities will pass away. And many people have said this in threes. Apparently, it's the same for pet food recalls. But I've never seen this. I've never seen three recalls of significant products happen so close together. This is the most disconcerting of the three, I think. This is Avengers. That's a pet food company actually based outside Chicago. Out of the abundance of caution, Avengers Dog and Cat Food is voluntarily recalling lots of its hunk of beef product. Get this, because of a potential contaminant, pentobarbital. Pentobarbital is used as a euthanasia product in dogs and cats. It was detected in a lot of hunk-aw beef. Pentobarbital can affect animals that ingest it, possibly causing side effects like drowsiness, dizziness, excitement, loss of balance, nausea, or in extreme cases, possibly death. Now, how does that happen is the question I asked. And apparently, when the beef cattle are put to sleep, pentobarbital is used, something to that effect. But I don't quite understand it. But I do know that if you use Avengers product, simply go to my blog, because I list all the lot numbers. I can't do that on the radio. And all the expiration dates that are affected. And the same for all of these. So my website is stevedale.tv, my website and blog. And you can read about it there. Similarly, PetSmart has issued a voluntary recall of Great Choice dog food. Great is spelled G-R-R-E-A-T. It's a recall of one production of Great Choice adult dog food sold at PetSmart, Pet360.com, PetFoodDirect.com, and nationwide PetSmart retail stores. The product is voluntarily being recalled as a precautionary measure due to metal contamination that could potentially be a choking hazard to pets. And finally, if you have a cat, Wellness canned cat food, very popular cat food. Wellness decided to voluntarily recall from its retail shelves a variety of different recipes, chicken and herring, chicken and lobster,
turkey and salmon. The list goes on and on. And there may be foreign material that was found in non-well pet products. Again, for all the details and the lot numbers, expiration dates, and all that, simply go to my blog, stevedale.tv, for further information. 312-981-7200. You can call me. You could text me at that same number. We have calls coming in now. Let's go to the phone. I'll grab one before we have to break. Good morning. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Yes, I have a question. I have a, my sister has a rescue dog, and when she comes over to my house, for some apparent reason, she pees in the house.
Your friend?
No, my sister's dog. When she comes over with her dog.
Yes.
I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So some dogs, Is the, how old is this dog that piddles in your house?
She's four, and she's a rescue dog.
Uh-huh. Being a rescue dog doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. However, this is what the story is for some of these dogs. So this is a dog that is house trained, I assume.
Yes.
In your sister's house, just fine, perfectly, no accidents at your sister's house, right?
Correct.
However, when the dog visits you, piddle, piddle, piddle.
Yep.
And I assume the dog is spayed or neutered.
Yep.
All right. So assuming, and you said yes, that is indeed the case, some dogs are house-trained, all dogs are house-trained by substrate. And let me explain what that means. So I just came back as I was talking to Shwani from New York City. And in New York City, you see all these dogs go outside, do their business on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? You know, the substrate they were trained on is concrete. In Chicago, for the most part, it's grass. But you could train a puppy to go. That's how we, back in the day, would newspaper train dogs, right? And then they'd go outside. It was rather frustrating because some of them didn't go on grass because they were accustomed to going on newspaper. Mm-hmm. But they're also trained by location. So dogs will sometimes, this is the place where I go. So the dog knows not, and this is the place where I don't go. This dog knows not to go in your sister's house, but may not understand that I should not go indoors at other places.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dogs. I mean, pet store workers will tell you, oh, my gosh, all these dogs come in, and it's exciting for one thing, and excitement makes them want to piddle, and they don't know not to go inside there. So the combination of the excitement and just not understanding that I'm not supposed to go in here. So the easiest thing to do, if that is the case,
mm-hmm.
assuming your dog is not truly marking, which is possible too.
You know, I have one question.
Yeah.
Not to interrupt, but
yeah, yeah.
Before I got this dog, I have a rescue dog myself. And when I got, before I got her, Molly would come to the house and she didn't pee. Now, since I've got this dog, she pees.
Well, it just may be a level of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a dog sees another dog,
right,
they get really excited. It could be that the dog is marking,
right.
You know. I mean,
right.
Especially if the dog, is your dog a male or a female?
Mine's a female, and so is hers.
Okay, it can still happen. So the dog may be marked. So if the dog is going in corners or going on higher places, it could be that the dog is marking. In any which case, the answer, after all of this long drawn explanation from me, is if possible, have her dog do its business, take a walk before going in the house. And also have the dogs introduce one another, have them introduce each other outside the house.
Okay.
So the excitement, the initial excitement, oh my gosh, it's my friend, yay, yo, woohoo, just like that,
right.
Happens outside the house. The piddle happens outside the house. And if that's the case, hopefully. And the other thing is, if you're really concerned, and I understand where you would be, is for a while to have the dog tethered to your sister. It's mm-hmm. her dog. So have the dog tethered to her. So if the dog begins to squat, I don't know if it's a big dog. If it's a small dog, you could scoop it up. If it's a big dog, you can kind of lead it immediately. You know, do that. Mm-hmm. Dog will look at you, stop peeing, take the dog outside.
You know, she's got a lot of energy, so she likes to run a lot. So when she comes in the house, she runs back and forth, and she'll go out several times. All of a sudden, you're sitting down, and you don't know where she's at, and you try to, my sister's constantly, where is she? And yesterday, everybody was sitting in one room, and she was there. 2 seconds later, she turned around. She was gone, and she peed in the hallway.
Yeah, it as I said, I described it right. So you can do is periodically, and it sounds like you've begun to do this, or your sister has, mm-hmm. is also take her out. So she's at your house for – do what I said first. Have them meet each other outside. Make sure her dog does business before going in your house.
Right.
But it doesn't mean your dog still won't have anything left, you know,
right.
if she gets excited enough.
Right.
So periodically take her outside.
Okay.
All right?
All right, we'll try that. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it. You have a good day.
My pleasure. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. Did I get that right? 312-981-7200. Oh, no, I am behind at 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. I've got many texts. I will get to those next. Several texts here. My Pomeranian has boogers on his nose. The vet says he's okay, but it worries me. Oh, geez. You know what? If your vet says it's okay, it's probably okay. On the other hand, I mean, I can't see what's going on. But on the other hand, if you're concerned, and it sounds like you are, I generally lean toward the pet owners know something, right? I mean, you know something. You live with your pet every day. So if you're concerned, maybe there's a reason for your concern. So you can call your veterinarian again. The bigger issue here to me is there a trust question between you and your veterinarian? I don't really know that. Steve, my cat is thinking outside its litter box. What do I do? I have two cats. Only one cat does this against the walls of my house. Well, if it's against the walls of your house and it's vertical and it's literally dripping down the walls, that is spraying. And that is a different problem than what I call voiding or toileting. Completely different. So I wonder if there are some cats outside that your cat is seeing, which is the most common cause. I wonder if your two cats are not at all getting along. I wonder if there was a major change in the household. There's a product called Feel Away that really can help with cats that spray. But it's also eliminating, and read the directions, because you actually spray this Feel Away over the spray. Feel Away is a copy of a pheromone that helps to tone down anxiety in these cats to help them feel more comfortable in their own surroundings. Having said that, what's really important is understanding the cause of why the cat is spraying in the first place. And there's just not enough information here for me to understand. But what I rattled off are the most common reasons. I have so many other things I want to talk about. First of all, thank you for all the text. I in no way can get to all of them, but I do want to read this one because this touched my heart. And I always, Steve, I don't even have pets, but I always listen to you on the radio. You're so joyful about life and you're funny. So that is from Pam. I thank you very much. That's the best compliment in the world in many ways. WGNradio.com. You can hear me speak with Craig Collins. He's the producer that does, what is it called, Binge Report or I Binge. What he does, do you know the name of it, Jasmine? It's Binge Watching.
It's something with binge watching.
Yeah, and I knew Lucille Ball, and I'm a fan of I Love Lucy. Right. Nothing to do with pets. We talked about some behind-the-scenes stories of what might happen, what did happen on those programs with Craig Collins, WGNradio.com. And similarly, on my podcast at WGNradio.com, Dr. Lester Fisher, a Chicago legend, former director of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. So much more I wanted to get to. Check out my blog, stevedale.tv. Join me on Facebook, facebook.com/StevedalePetWorld.